and welcome to the Victory Devotional Podcast. We invite you to take the next few minutes to connect with God, hear His voice, and respond in worship and prayer. Here's today's message.
Let us pray. Lord, thank you because we are righteous because of what Jesus Christ has done, because of what you have done. So today we exalt your name. We ask you to be in our midst. Lord, I pray that just like what the disciples prayed before, that you would increase our faith, that we would trust in your finished work on the cross, that we would repent from our sins if we need to repent from our sins. Lord, that we would shun away evil, and that you, Lord, would be the one who would take care of each and every one of us today, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let me just ask you this. Has someone ever told you that you need help? Now, what did you feel about that? For example, if somebody would tell you or somebody would tell me, CJ, you know what? You need help. And however you felt, let me be the one to tell you right now that as a believer, you need help. We need to be Holy Spirit empowered. This is the essence of being Spirit empowered. We understand that apart from what the Holy Spirit brings into our lives, we cannot do what God has called us to do. And I hope and pray that for each and every one of us, we would be in a place where we would desire the empowering of the Holy Spirit more in our lives each day. Whether times are good or whether times are bad, whether you feel like there is a direct mission that the Lord has for you, whether you feel like there's a command that you need to obey, or maybe something that you would have to stop doing, being Holy Spirit empowered is very important. I want to read from John chapter 14, verse 25 to 27. This is what the word of the Lord, has for us this morning. And it says here in verse 25, "These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and bring you to remembrance all that I have said to you." Verse 27, "Peace I leave with you, and peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled. Let them be afraid. Now, again, when Jesus was saying, Jesus is trying to say is that he's about to leave, but as he is about to leave, he will be promising them the Holy Spirit. At this moment, Jesus was already talking about his death and about the disciples continuing on what they have started, what Jesus has started. Now, try to put yourselves in the disciples' shoes. You have known Jesus over the past maybe 2 years or maybe even more. You've walked with him, have been with him. Physically speaking, he has taken charge over the things that you're supposed to do, the things you're supposed to refuse. And then now he's talking about he's going to be gone soon. Now, I understand that there are possible anxiety that it would bring to the disciples. But Jesus did promise them this in verse 27, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." He promises them that through the Holy Spirit, whom he will leave behind, that you will have peace, not the way the world gives it, that your hearts will not be troubled, and that you won't have to be afraid. Now, the person that Jesus was talking about is none other than the Holy Spirit, the third person in the Godhead. He is what Jesus called there as the Helper. So let's start there first. Who is the Helper? Now, the Helper is, according to the original language, is like the legal advocate. You know, when someone represents you in court, or you've seen this maybe in movies or in teleseries, right? Wherein a person speaks on one's behalf, and that person is like the legal advocate, and whatever he says kind of like comes from the other person themselves. So the Holy Spirit is described in this particular verse as the Helper, who means the legal advocate. He advocates for us. Now, the best part about this Helper or the Holy Spirit is that he is going to be with us. He is alongside of us, helping us, letting us go through the mission that God has for us, letting us go through the day. For some of you, you're thinking upon being a part of this or watching this, at the back of your mind, yes, I understand that, but how am I supposed to go about my day? I'm going to face a very difficult day. Maybe an exam is up. There's an interview that's up ahead. A major decision has to be done. I want you all to trust in the Holy Spirit. Let's all trust the Holy Spirit today, because as Jesus promised, He will be with His disciples. That even if you don't see Him personally or you don't see Him physically, the Holy Spirit, we can trust, is going to be there. My question for us is that, do we trust in the Holy Spirit even if we don't see Him? I hope that we get to trust the Holy Spirit. Now, what does the Holy Spirit do? It does say there that it teaches us the Scripture, teaches us all things. The Holy Spirit is the one who will teach us. Now, when the word teach appeared there, that always, almost always refers to teaching the Scripture according to its original language, which simply means to instruct, to impart knowledge. And this is very important for us as we go on with the mission that the Lord has for us. Now, the Holy Spirit is not only going to be with you, that's the very first thing, He's your legal advocate, He's not going to leave you, but not only that, but He will equally what? Teach you what is important in the Scripture, to instruct, to impart knowledge in line with the mission of the Lord. You know, life decisions, as you make them today, my hope is that as you read your Bible today, you would remember what is important before God, and that the Holy Spirit will empower you to understand the Scripture. Now, this is very important for us because there are days wherein we would feel like reading the Scripture and we feel like we want to interpret this on the basis of how we feel that day. We would read a certain passage of Scripture and you would say, oh, this applies to me because this is what I'm feeling now. Now, of course, what we feel is important, but what's more important is the truth of God's Word. What does the truth of God's Word say? What is the context of this Word? And I hope that as you read the Scripture today, or as you read the Scripture earlier, is that the Holy Spirit will continue to empower you and to teach you all truth that is important to God. So the Holy Spirit is going to be there with you. The Holy Spirit is going to teach you all things. And, of course, last of all, is that the Holy Spirit will allow you to remember the words of Christ. Will allow you to remember. He says there will bring to remembrance what is important to Jesus. Now, this word remembrance simply means to make us remember what is important to God. Why? Because we all have the tendency to forget. I remember that from time and again when I would go to the grocery, for example, I would have a list. Why? Because I have a tendency to forget everything that I needed to buy. And on top of the list, there is my wife who would sometimes remind me, don't forget about this. You know, this is in this particular aisle, this is where you would find it. And I don't take that against her to remind me. Why? Because I know I have a tendency to forget. And equally, sometimes the cares of life, the challenges that you could be experiencing, or maybe the difficulties, or maybe even for that matter, sometimes even the great victories we could be experiencing in life can cause us to forget about God, forget what's important for God, what's important in the kingdom of God. And the Holy Spirit will always be there. That's the first thing. He is going to teach us all things, and He will make us remember what is important to God. When it's difficult for us to decide, may the Holy Spirit allow us to remember what is important. And that's my prayer for all of us today, that the Holy Spirit will teach us, the Holy Spirit will remind us, and we will trust that He is going to be with us all the days of our lives as we are disciples of Jesus Christ. Let's take this time to pray. Lord, thank you, God, for this day. Lord, thank you for my brothers, my sisters in you. Lord, for my friends who's out there, God, for fellow believers who are out there trusting and believing you that amidst all of these lives and life uncertainties, God, we can live a spirit-empowered life, Lord. And that starts from you, God, being with us, us trusting that you are always with us, that you are our legal advocate, God. You represent us before God the Father and say what Christ has done is enough, is sufficient for us to be able to enter the presence of God. Lord, thank you, God, because you're here to teach us as well. Lord, if there are things that we need to learn, we ask you to teach us. Lord, if there are things we need to be reminded of, Lord, I thank you that you would work that out in our hearts today. Holy Spirit, we submit our lives to you. We thank you for being with us. May our lives, Lord, reflect a spirit-empowered one, Lord, in our work, in our studies, in our relationships. May we live lives that are empowered by the Holy Spirit. In your name we pray. Amen. Let's go ahead and sing this song once again.
With your power, your presence, we will go to the ends of the earth with your power, your presence. We will go to the ends of the earth with your power, your presence. We will go to the ends of the earth with your power, your presence. They will know you're the light of the world. Holy Spirit, draw me near. Holy Spirit, seek your face and know your ways. To seek your face and know your ways.
Now, before we go, let me read verse 27 once again, and I hope that this is something you're going to receive as the Holy Spirit empowers you today. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. May you have peace today, may your hearts not be troubled, let them not be afraid, Lord. And I speak grace and blessing and empowering coming from the Holy Spirit as we're sent off out there to do your will and your purposes, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, and I'll see you again next time.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope this helps you build a habit of hearing from God daily. For more messages like these, follow us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. If you'd like to watch these messages live every morning, visit us on facebook.com/victoryph.